Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masech des Megillah, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Dalid. From this Mishnah until the end of the Perek, the Tana is going to teach us the Seder Parashiyos of Kriyas HaTorah the entire year. The Tana is going to begin with the Dalid Parashiyos that the Chacham were Masechin to read, starting with either Rosh Chodesh or right before Rosh Chodesh Adar. And that's because our Masech is dealing with Chodesh Adar, and once the Tana starts to explain what we read in Chodesh Adar, so b'meila we have other halachis of Kriyas HaTorah as well. Let's begin our Mishnah. Zak the Mishnah once again, Masechtas Megillah, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Dalid, Rosh Chodesh Adar. This is the Adar that is near Nisan, if there are two Adars. Shechalias b'Shabbos, that falls on Shabbos. So on that particular Shabbos, they take out three Sifrei Torah. With the first Sifrei Torah, we're going to read the Parshas HaShavuah. With the second one, we're going to read, as we're soon going to learn, the Hashem Yisbarach, the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh. And with the third, Kodin, we're going to read, that's for Maftir, as the Mishnah continues, B'Parsha Shkolim. That's from the beginning of Parshas Kisisa until V'Yasisa Kihar Nechayshas, because that talks about the mitzvah of Machzis HaShekel. Why do we read now about the Shkolim? Well, I'm sure you remember from when we learned Masechtas Shkolim, that during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, every year that lived in Eretz Yisrael, even those that lived in Chutz Laretz, were mechuyev to give a machzis hashekel every single year for the purpose of karbanas sibur. Like it says, a yitnu kala oivra lepikudim. The Mishnah says, in Masech de Shkalim, that bi'echad bi'adar hoya mashmiyim ala shkalim. Bezin would announce, bi'echad bi'adar about the shkalim, so everyone should know that it's time to prepare the machzis hashekel for the Beis HaMikdash. Why did they do this bi'echad bi'adar? It's because from Rosh Chodesh Nisan they would begin to purchase the shkalim for the new karbanis. Like it says, Oilas Chodesh b'chadshei l'chadshei hashana. The Torah says chadesh and bring a karban from the truma chadasha. So in addition to the fact that Bezin made this announcement that everyone should prepare their machzis hashekel, there's another tekana to read from the parsha of shkalim on the Shabbos that Rosh Chodesh falls on, or if Rosh Chodesh falls during the week, we read it the Shabbos beforehand, as the Mishnah explains weiter. Chal liyos, if Rosh Chodesh falls not on Shabbos, but b'toicha Shabbos, but during the week, even if it falls on Erev Shabbos. Makdimin, then we're going to be magdim, that means we're going to do it early to read Parsha Shkolim l'sha'avar during the Shabbos that is before Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos Mevarchim Adar, which is the last Shabbos of the month of Shvat. Now, of course, if Rosh Chodesh falls during the week, we're not going to take out three Sifrei Torah. Under those circumstances, we'd only take out two Sifrei Torah. One for Parshas HaShavuah and the other for Shkalim. Now, what's going to happen is you have Shabbos Shkalim, and then we have one like off Shabbos in terms of reading an extra Parsha. And then we have Shabbos Zachar. Zachar is always going to be the Shabbos before Purim. So let's say Rosh Chodesh Adar is on Thursday. Thursday Parshas Truma. So on Parshas Mishpatim, we're going to read Mishpatim and Shkalim. Parshas Truma, which is actually the first Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh, we're not going to add any Parsha. But the next Shabbos, Parshas Tetzava, that's the week of Purim. Purim would be on Thursday of that week. So Tetzava, we're going to read the Parsha of Mechiyas HaMolek. That's what the Mishnah means when the Mishnah says Vayitru Mafsikin. We're going to be Mafsik. We're going to skip a Shabbos to add a Parsha. And we're going to wait with Shabbos Zachar L'Shabbos Acheres to the next Shabbos. But Bashnia, the second Shabbos, in our case, that we just explained, would be the second Shabbos of Adar. Now, if Rosh Chodesh fell on Shabbos, so it would mamash be the second Shabbos. In other words, it would be the second Shabbos, the Shabbos after we read Parsha Shkalim. Because if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, then the next Shabbos is going to be the Shabbos before Purim. So either way, Shnia means the second time. We're going to be reading an extra Parsha. So Zachar, we read from after Parsha Zachar, that's in Parshas Kisetze, that's where we have the mitzvah of Mechiyas HaMolek. In a way, it's the most serious Kriyas HaTorah because it's mamish a de'iraisa of Zachar. Even though you can be yaitz at any time, but the Rabbanu were kaveya, the Zman, near Purim, because it's min yonei shal yayim. So we're magdim zechiras mechias hamalek to asiyasa, which is the Yom Tov of Purim. Bashlishis, during the third Shabbos, that we read a parsha of the Dalet Parshiyos. We read from after the parsha of Parah Aduma, which is in Parshas Chukas, the parsha that describes the Parah Aduma and the Tahar of the Temeim. And why do we read it over here? It's to be me'oyer, klal yisrael, to be metayer themselves. They should be able to bring their carbon Pesach b'tahara. Even though b'zman hazeh we have no Parah Aduma, but we read it as the Levush explains, brought down in the Mishnah Berurah at the beginning of Siman Tav Resh Pei Hei. Koyrin Parsha Zule Hispal Lefan of Yisbarach. We read this parsha to daven before him, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shagam Aleinu, that even on us, Yizrak Mayim Tehoirim, we should be Zaycha to the Mayim Tehoirim B'mehera. Zok the Mishnah Vayta B'Revias, during the fourth week that we read the Dalet Parshiyos, which is the last official week of the Dalet Parshiyos, we read for Maftir the parsha of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, where there we have the mitzvah of the Karban Pesach and its halachis. The inyan of Parshas HaChodesh is because it is near Nisan, so therefore we have to learn the halachis of the Karban Pesach. Now, during these four Parshiyos, besides for the Dalet Parshiyos in the Torah that we read for Maftir, but we also change the Haftarah of the Navi that's read afterwards. Each parsha has a Navi that we read, which usually has a shaychus to the parsha. But over here, we don't read that one. We read the one that has a shaychus to the Dalet Parshiyos. Do you know why we read from the Navi every week? It's because once they made a gzeira that the Torah should not be read b'rabim. So what did Klal Yisrael do? They took one of the Parshiyos of the Neviim, which is similar to the parsha of that Shabbos, and that's what they read. So what happened at the end? The gzeira not to read the Torah b'rabim became batal, but the added minig that stays with us. There are many things that way. And we only added on because of a gzeira, and the gzeira became batal, but Baruch Hashem, we have the extra mitzvah. You know why we say Shema Yisrael by Keser, or by Naritzach, by Musav on Shabbos and Yom Tov? It's because they made a gzeira not to say Shema. So what do? Now we say it by Shema, Baruch Hashem, we can say Shema, and we say it then as well. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Bechamishis, during the fifth Shabbos, after we read all the four Parshiyos, Chayzrin L'Chesidron, it goes back to the regular order. We read the Haftarah of Nevi'im according to the Seder of the Haftarahs that is connected to the Parshas HaShvua. Zakta Mishnah L'Kol Mavsik, and in other words, just like we said in regard to the Dalet Parshiyos, we don't read the regular Haftarah, but we're mafter in the Navi that has a shaychus to what we just read from the Dalet Parshiyos. We're mafsik for other Yamim Tovim as well, or other special times. And the Tana is going to give us three such times that we don't read the regular Haftarah of the Parshas HaShvua, but we're mafter in the Navi, which has a shaychus to that time. The first is Barashi Chadashim. If Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, we read the Haftarah of the Nevi'im, which has to do with Rosh Chodesh, HaShemayim Kisi. So it's connected to the Uberashi Chachechem that we just read for the Maftir. And we don't read the regular Haftarah, which is connected to the Sedra. Same is true b'Chanukah. Now you'll always have a Chanukah Shabbos, because Chanukah is 8 days. Sometimes we'll even have two. So we're mafsik to read the Haftarah of Nevi'im, which is a Shaychus of the Parshas HaShvua, and we read the Haftarah of the Neiroi Shel Zechariah. There it says, V'hinei Menoi Razov Kula. If there are two Shabbos Chanukah, so the second week we read B'nei Rishol Shloima. And the third time is about Purim. If Purim falls on Shabbos, we don't read the Haftarah in Nevi'im that has a connection to that parsha. Rather, we read Pekadati, because that's connected, that's the parsha in Shmuel, which is connected to the Yavei Amalek. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, now the Tana is going to tell us about three times that we not only change the Maftir or the Haftarah, but the entire Kriya has changed. For example, B'taniyos, Monday or Thursday, if it falls on a Tanis, we read Vayichal Moshe. We don't read that week at all. Let's say Vesar B'tevis falls on Thursday, Parshas Vayichi. We only read Vayichal. We don't read Parshas Vayichi then, that Thursday. Uvim Mamadis. We're going to see later in Mishnah Vav what Mamadis are. So we'll leave it for there. Uvim Yom Kippurim. If Shabbos is on Yom Kippur, so usually by Mincha we read the next week, till Sheni. Not if Shabbos is Yom Kippur. Shabbos is Yom Kippur, we're going to read from Parshas Achrei. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah that you have the inyan of the Dalet Parshiyos, which begins by reading the Maftir in Parshas Kisisa and a related Haftarah, either the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar, or if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, that Shabbos. And that's because B'yechad B'yadah Mashmim al Ashkol, and they told the people to get their Machtz HaShekel ready, because when Rosh Chodesh Nisan came, they could only buy the new Karbanos with the new Machtz HaShekel for that year. The second time we're going to read one of the Dalet Parshiyos, which is either the next week, if it was Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Adar, if Rosh Chodesh fell on Shabbos, or we skip a week and we go to the next week, if Rosh Chodesh was during the week, because it always has to be the Shabbos before Purim. The next time you read one of the Dalet Parshiyos, which is Shabbos Zachar, is always the Shabbos before Purim. The third Shabbos we're going to read from the Dalet Parshiyos is Parshas Para. That's the Me'ora Klal Yisrael to get ready to be Metayer themselves for the Karban Pesach. And as we spoke out from the Levush, and we dive into Hashem, we should be Zeichet to this Tahara. And the fourth of these Shabbosim is Achodesh Zelechem, and that's Parshas Achodesh. Because over here, we read the mitzvah of the Karban Pesach and its din. The Mishnah told us week number 5, we go back to the regular order. And the Mishnah also told us that there are other times that we don't read the regular Haftarah, which is connected to the Parshas HaShavua, and that would be Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim. And sometimes we replace the whole Kriyas HaTorah, not just the Haftarah, with what's Negeah for that day, and that would be during Atanas, during Mamadis, which we'll explain in Mishnah Vav, and Yom Kippurim. And as the Mefarshim explained, that means Mincha on Yom Kippur. If Shabbos falls on Yom Kippur, we don't read the next Parsha. Rather, we read Parshas Achrei.